Good evening. Like Bob said, tonight we will be singing and reading scriptures based on a commitment to God. And like what we learned in our class a few weeks ago, the praying like a psalmist, those commitments are going to be towards praise, thanksgiving, obedience to God, and our commitment to proclaim God to everyone around us. So our first reading tonight will be a scripture of praise from Psalm 148. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for he has issued his command, and they came into being. He set them in a place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him, mountain and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children, let them all praise the name of the Lord, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made his people strong, honoring his faithful ones. The people of Israel who are close to him, praise the Lord." We're going to start our singing off with the praise medley. The songs number 2, 3, and 4 in the book. We'll start with, "We Praise Thee, O God." And to me, I just want to say this too. We're all going to give a little brief description of what these commitments mean to us. But this commitment of praise to me means that I and every created thing in the universe should have a constant recognition of the power of God and his glory. And that should allow, we should allow that recognition to change how I think, how I live, my attitude, and to always help me put my entire trust in God and not in myself. So let's sing, "We Praise Thee, O God."
We praise Thee, O God.
Thank you.
Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. I am committed to thanksgiving because he alone is deserving of thanksgiving. And every time I thank him and praise him, I have less to praise myself for. I am emptied of myself. And it's such a natural and right relationship to have. Every time I empty myself and give to him, I have nothing left to praise myself for. And that is how it should be. Taken from Psalm 100, let's sing, He Has Made Me Glad. Do.
Psalm 71, verses 14 through 18. But as for me, I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and of your salvation all day long, for I do not know the sum of them. I will come with the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous deeds. And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come. The next three songs that we'll be singing all involve proclaiming God to others. And I'll be honest, it was a little bit difficult finding songs that are strictly about that topic. Seems like most of the songs we sing are praise and thanks oriented. And to be honest, again, I find myself praising and thanking God much, much more often than I find myself telling others about him. I think maybe the reason that I do that is because I don't truly grasp God's glory, what he's done for me. I don't get a real enough appreciation for those kinds of things. Because I think that when we do, when we truly realize how awesome God is, then in those moments it should be very difficult to not proclaim him to others. These songs that we're going to sing are mostly songs of praise, but they contain at least one phrase which I hope will remind us of the appropriate response to reflecting on God's glory, and that is to share others that glory. So I hope we can do that now. We can acknowledge God's glory, praise him, and then be committed to share him with others.
The scripture reading at this time will be from Psalm, the 26th chapter. Psalm, the 26th chapter, starting in verse 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners or my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground in the great assembly. I will praise the Lord.
The psalm that Ron just read is a very effective and bold commitment to obedience to God, and really a statement of the psalmist's obedience in the past. And just reading this psalm and thinking about it, I immediately think, wow, I'm really not there. But what we're doing tonight is committing ourselves and making commitments to get there. And so for a minute, we're going to sing about our commitment to God, to obedience. I believe this commitment can begin with the mindset that is seen in Psalm 19. So the appreciation for God's law and the great acceptance that is shown there is really beautiful. And I think this is a good starting place in growing a commitment to God, to obedience. Psalm 19.
Thank you. minutes. So you just sung and talked about a number of the most important commitments that a Christian can make in their life, really the essential aspects of the of our Christian walk. And I believe that all of these commitments, in many ways, can be summed up in the last commitment that we just sung about in our commitment to obedience to the Lord. But I think it's good that it would be good for us for just a moment as well.
The commitments that we have just made. First, as Trevor introduced and we sung about, we made a commitment to praise to our God. And I think this is especially is extremely important because as Christians, we have the ability and the intimate knowledge of God in our own lives to be able to effectively praise the Lord for all of his mighty works and his deeds. As Psalm 19 begins, the heavens declare the glory of God, and Psalm 96 exhorts that it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to you, O Mighty One, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. We see so much in the Word that praise is a necessary aspect of our Christian walk and our relationship with Christ. But I certainly fail at this all the time and notice that in my own prayer life, I lack praise. So even to the point where speaking words of praise even seems awkward, and even in my personal prayers. And I think that can be, if it's true of me, it's probably true of some of you as well. But I think that we really fail in that area because we as Christians should be experts at praising God. We should be expert praisers of God. And in order to be that, a commitment such as the one that we've made tonight is really necessary. And I think closely tied to our commitment to praise is one of the other commitments we spoke about, the commitment to proclaim God to everyone around us. As Chase read from Psalm 71, "My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge." If we have made a commitment to praise God and are then becoming experts in praising God, this other commitment to tell others around us about him will become much more easy and be easier to accomplish all around, because praising God requires contemplation of his work in creation, his work in our lives and in the work of others. And so if that is constantly on our mind and we are constantly living lives of praise and taking time aside to praise, this will spill over into our personal lives and make it so much easier to speak to our coworkers or our friends about God and make it much less awkward and easy to overcome the barrier, because we'll already be good at speaking these kinds of things. Another important commitment we made tonight is a commitment to thanksgiving. And I think at first it didn't seem like this ties quite into the others quite as easily, but I really think it does. Thanksgiving is a really beautiful thing, and I think it's one of the things that sets us apart as Christians from the people around us, if we act such. As Christians, we must do and or we must recognize that nothing we have, be it abilities or monetary things, are our own. All of it, everything that we have, our bodies, or even our spiritual gifts are being given to us by somebody else. And if we are living lives of thanksgiving, this outward showing of thanksgiving will be impactful to others. If you know a little bit about me, I've worked for Chick-fil-A since I was 15. And any of you others that have worked in customer service or food service or anything where you're interacting with people, you've really learned that we live amongst a very thankless people. And it's especially true in Tampa, I've noticed. But nothing against you, but the people around us. But if you've been in one of those roles, you've noticed that the people who are thankful stand out so much, and they're refreshing. They're a breath of fresh air, and you notice that something is different about them. And I think as Christians, that's the kind of people that we need to be. And that kind of thanksgiving will allow us to praise God in our personal lives, but also to praise him to other people and tell him about them. When we're being thankful and giving God the glory, we're witnessing for him in that way. Finally, I believe the commitment that ties all of the commitments we've made together tonight is the commitment to obedience to God. Because with this commitment, all the others fall into place, because all the others are commandments of God. And as I mentioned before, I believe Psalm 19 is a really beautiful passage and something that I really fail to attain to. It's kind of a countercultural to think that rules or regulations or statutes, things like that, could be something that we could glory in and be thankful for. But the psalmist here says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb." If this kind of attitude was present in our life, then obedience to God will be no problem at all. And I really think that such an adoration and whole acceptance of God's law and His will is the beginning to a commitment to obedience. And I think it's really evident throughout the Bible, such as in Psalm 26, where Ron led earlier. We see very bold statements and commitments about obedience to God. And I'd ask you to read that and think on that. Are you able to make those commitments in your own life? And even if you aren't able to make those commitments, I'm usually shy about those things, thinking, man, I'll really mess up, and then where will I be if I've told the Lord that I will always follow Him and do everything He says? But I think that misses the point. I think making these commitments is a great starting point. The Lord knows that we will not always follow them exactly how we should. But I think if we never make these commitments, we'll never be reaching our potential, the potential that we could be at of our service to God and the kind of devotion that we give to Him. And commitments in all of these areas is really how we begin leading a life like that. I've been running competitively since high school. I ran track and cross country in high school and cross country at Florida College. And now I'm coaching track at Sefner Christian. So I've had a lot of experience in the last couple of years, not that I'm an experienced person, but with the importance of commitments. And something I've really learned is that a commitment is impossible to follow without a plan. And it's really hard to follow a plan without making one. And that seems self-evident. But what I'm talking about is, if your commitment tonight is, wow, I'm really going to do better about praising God, or, man, tomorrow I'm going to tell others about God more, then unless you're a lot better than me, then that's going to last a couple days, maybe just tomorrow. So my exhortation to you, from the commitments that we've made tonight, make a plan. Make a plan to follow the commitments that you've made to God. Make a plan of when you are going to praise God. Take aside time when you are going to just be thankful to God. Set times and plan out instances and open doors that you can create to tell others about the gospel. Plan times and new ways that you can be obedient to God in new ways and ways that you haven't before. Or maybe tonight you've noticed that you haven't made that commitment to God, or you've slipped from commitments that you've made to God in the past, or you need to put on Christ in a new commitment to Him. That time comes. The times come when we all slip and we all have broken our commitments. And we want to help you with that. But if you haven't made that commitment at all,